crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things. Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
We're going to talk Legion Baseball. It's been a great start for the Helper Squad. They were on the road this past weekend in Idaho. They come back perfect 4-0. You can get your complete recap of all four games right now at CastleCountryRadio.com. Last night, two league wins over Union in Roosevelt, so that improves their overall record to 6-0, and now preparing for a home tournament Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Joining us in studio right now to talk about that, we have manager Dakota Cincineros. And Coach, as always, a pleasure. I appreciate you coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Great to be here.
It's always fun to talk about the Legion squad. And, well, there's a lot of good things to talk about. Six games, six wins. You guys go to Idaho, you pick up four straight wins, and I think that's a perfect place to start. Wood bat tournament, and it really didn't matter. You guys had plenty of offensive run support, but in the same sense, the pitching was phenomenal at this Idaho tournament.
Yeah, I mean, it's usually the case with wood bat tournaments. Your pitchers usually, you know, dominate a little more so than they do with the metal bats, but we got some great outings out of all of our pitchers to start the weekend off. Jordan Fawcett had 15 Ks on the mound against the host team, Minico. We scored 9 runs on, I think, 11 hits, and, you know, didn't really have any issue in that game. Nothing went wrong. I mean, everything was going right for us, and Jordan struck out the first 9 guys of the game and just continued to pound the zone. I think he had 2 walks, and it was really one of the best outings I think I've seen him throw in the years that I've coached him. So it was a good start to the tournament. You know, then we picked up 2 more wins on Friday against Blackfoot and Burley, and then rounded up the tournament with Jerome and got a win there to head home on Saturday. So 4 wins to start there. I mean, it was a fun tournament. It was great weather, you know, and it was a good start to our summer program with 4 wins. And I thought, you know, we hit the ball really well. We played really good defense the whole weekend. And like I said, our pitchers did an excellent job. So it was 4 good wins. And then we followed it up last night at Union with 2 wins. There it was our first 2 league games to send us right into our tournament here the rest of the week down in Helper.
Going back to the Idaho tournament, and we'll jump into league play here in just a moment, you really never know what you're going to see down there. So in comparison to what you saw, I guess, throughout the entire high school season, what was the competition like in that tournament?
It was a little bit below what I felt like our competition was with our high school season. Idaho's got some good teams, and those 4 programs usually have good teams. I felt like they were a little weaker than they usually are. Minico's usually got an excellent program, and I think, you know, talking to him, he's got a lot of young players this year with his Legion program that they're trying to bring along and develop for his high school season. They won their district during the high school season, and then they've lost some kids, you know, to graduation that they just didn't bring back for the summer. But they typically have a good program there. I think 2 years ago when we went there, we beat them 2-1 on the nightcap game that first night. So they usually have really good competition. I think this year it was just a little bit weaker. Burley was missing a couple of their stud arms just because they had pitched earlier in the week, so they didn't throw against us. They played some younger kids that game as well. Jerome usually struggles. They're usually the weakest team out of that tournament. And then Blackfoot, I felt like, you know, they had a good team. They scrapped and fought. But, I mean, we have a good program. We have a lot of good baseball players, and that competition level was a little bit lower than what we've seen the high school season, and our high school season has just prepped us, you know, to be good and to compete, and that's what I felt like we did. But in comparison to our high school season or you know, what the competition is that we see in Utah, it was a little bit below what we see, and we're going to see some good teams the rest of the summer. You know, I just hope that some of those games help prep us, like I said, for what we've got coming up. And if anything else, you know, it was great work for our pitchers. I felt like, you know, we walked a ton less guys than we usually do. And walks drive me nuts, and it's just free bags for the other team. And I felt like we did a really good job of throwing strikes, and that was our main focus. I mean, and with bats, you know, like I said, it's more of a pitcher's game. And so if you're up there throwing strikes and you're forcing guys to put the ball in play with wood bats, it's tough at this level, you know, to find hits and find holes in the defense. And so that's what our guys did. I mean, they just threw a ton of strikes and kept hitters off balance and kept our defense involved. And we did an excellent job behind them the whole week.
Carrying over the wood bats, you got the wood bat tournament in Helper this week, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But you used wood bats last night against Roosevelt.
Yeah, you know, with last weekend being the wood bat tournament and this week being a wood bat tournament, our guys just continued to swing wood last night. And, you know, we put up 10 runs in the first game and beat Union 10 to nothing. And then the second game, we beat them 7 to nothing in 5 innings. We had to cut that a little bit short due to it getting dark. But, yeah, I mean, we had a lot of good hits, and scored a lot of runs. And so, you know, it hasn't really made a difference with us with wood bats so far. I felt like our guys have done a good job at having a good approach at the plate. And just going up there with the single mentality, and that's what we're doing, and we're scoring some runs because of it. So the wood bats haven't been an issue for us so far, and I hope we can continue that through this week with our tournament here at home.
Yeah, looking at the box score, going back to the Idaho tournament, I'm sure it was similar last night as well. You have a variety of kids hitting. I mean, it's this guy's going 2-for-4, this guy's 3-for-4, this guy's got 1 RBI across the board. I mean, it's kind of been a group effort as far as getting it done at the plate.
Yeah, I mean, I the lineups that we've put together so far, I mean, obviously we're 6-0, so, you know, everybody's doing their part. I feel like 1 through 9, everybody can be in any of those spots. I mean, it's hard to put a lineup together with this team. You know, we put somebody in and they're producing, and so it's hard to pull guys out and put other guys in. But, you know, we've done a good job so far in the first 6 games of getting everybody time. Everybody's gotten at bats so far, everybody's gotten innings, and we're moving guys around and shuffling them around. Which is something we talked about for this summer program, just trying to find some guys to play some different spots because of what we're losing with our seniors. And moving forward into our high school season next year, I just feel like we've got a good group of baseball players that can play any position. And so we're playing with that so far, and trying to move them around. And 1 through 9, I mean, it's competitive. I mean, we've got guys that can swing the bat and play positions. And so I'm confident in every guy that we've got on that older team right now jumping into any spot. And we've got a ton of arms, you know, to throw on the mound. And so they've made it easy on me so far. They're doing a good job. And you know, hopefully, like I said earlier, we can just continue that through this week and into our league play.
Again, our guest right now is manager Dakota Cincinnurus of the Hopper American Legion squad, who started the season 6-0 so far. Coach, now you'll shift your focus to the CJA Smuin Memorial Tournament Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You guys get 4 games in 4 days. And as far as Wednesday, Thursday, Friday go, Hopper gets to play under the lights, 8 o'clock.
Yeah, you know, that's the place to be. I mean, I love that atmosphere. I love our park out in Hopper, and you can't beat playing under the lights. We've got, you know, like you said, the 3 late games on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We started 8 o'clock out there. I believe we've got ALA on Thursday, and then we back that up with Alta on Friday, and then we wrap up our pool play on Friday night against Stansbury. So 3 good teams. Stansbury had a good high school season. That's going to be a competitive team. You know, that should be 3 good games for us, and under the lights, you can't beat that atmosphere. And then determine based on what we do for those 3 games will determine our seeding for Saturday's game. So 4 games coming up, and like we mentioned earlier, it's a wood bat tournament. So it's a little bit something different than we've done in the past with that helper tournament. But we've got some good teams coming down. It should be some good baseball to come out and watch.
The kids get excited playing with wood bats?
Yeah, they love it. I mean, it's something different than they usually get to do. You know, that the metal bats are they're fun, but they like that wood bat. They like the atmosphere. They like the way the game is, and you can't beat that sound when the ball hits the bat with the wood bat.
Doubt.
I mean, that's an awesome sound, and they do. They get excited. They were excited to go to Idaho, and they were excited that we're changing our helper tournament up to do that as a wood bat tournament this year too. So, and they've done a good job at swinging them. So, I mean, you know, they've scored a lot of runs so far, and hopefully we can continue that. And I'm fine with them swinging wood bats the whole summer if we're going to keep hitting the ball the way we're hitting it. So, but they do. They get excited. They like it.
One of the things that I was curious to see is what the mindset would be from the team, because I could see it going one of 2 ways: losing in a state championship game. Are these kids excited to get out and play ball, or are these kids burned out? Maybe a little discouraged. You're 6-0. It must not be discouraged.
Yeah, no, they're, you know, I mean, they get excited, and this is a good group of baseball players. These guys have played together for a long time, and you know, as I mentioned earlier, it's hard to put a lineup together. They're a talented group, and I think it helped having a couple weeks off there after the high school season ended. I mean, 7 games in 3 days at that state tournament was a lot of baseball, and I could tell that they were burned out. They needed a break. They were tired, you know, so we gave them a little bit of a break there. We got back into the swing of things, and they seem excited. They're focused when we play, and they're having a good time together so far, and winning's always fun, you know, so that helps. But they're doing a good job, and I think they're excited for this summer season.
You guys have a great group of young kids. I mean, we're talking about the 19U team, and that's a little vague. I know it's any kid under 19 because you also have the 17U team. But you have a lot of kids that you've got to be excited about coaching at the high school, seeing some of these 16, 17, 15-year-old kids and the way they're performing.
Yeah, I mean, this is the first summer that we've had, you know, 3 teams that we've put into Legion Baseball. And That's great. I mean, that only helps our high school program out that much more. Our 15-year-olds played Roosevelt last night as well, and they beat them 21-6 in the first game and then 15-0 in the second game, you know. So there's a good group there of 15-year-olds, and they're going to be good baseball players for years to come in our high school program. And then our middle team, our 17-year-old team, they haven't played yet, but there's a ton of good baseball players in that group as well, and very easily could be playing up on our 19-year-old team, you know, with the numbers that we've got, and they'll see some time as the summer goes on at that level. But you can't beat having three programs in Legion baseball, and you know, getting that competition, getting that experience. You know, it's a good league to play in, and like I said, it's only going to make our high school program that much better with the competition they're facing. So we have a ton of good baseball players, and I'm excited for our high school season next year. I mean, obviously for the summer to play out and see how that goes, but they're going to have a good high school season next year just with the experience they're getting this summer.
When you look at the landscape of the Legion League in general right now, how is it in comparison to what we've seen in years past? I mean, are you happy with what you're seeing from all around the state?
Yeah, you know, Legion's been something that, you know, back when I played, I think we've talked about it. It was kind of a dying league. There was teams dropping out and getting into other leagues. And over the last 5 to 8 years, I mean, we've just had a huge increase in Legion teams. This year's the most we've had in probably 10 years.
Great.
And so that's going to help. That competition level's there, and there's a lot of really good programs there in Legion baseball. You know, we've got teams clear up north in Logan and Box Elder and places like that. And then, you know, throughout the valley, those teams that have been there. And then we've got teams that, like Lone Peak, who won it last year. And, you know, down south, there's a team in Hurricane. So, I mean, we're spread out throughout the state, and there is a lot of good teams, a lot of good competition, and I mean, they're great high school programs that are bringing those kids into Legion baseball, and we're all on the same playing level for Legion ball. You know, there's no classifications with Legion ball, so we're getting a lot of good competition in with this summer, and a lot of good teams that we're going to face, and we're going to have to compete and play good baseball in order to win.
Coach, it's always fun to get you in. Congratulations on that 6-0 start. An opportunity for people to get out and watch you guys in your own backyard. 4 games in 4 days, so I know we'll have plenty more to talk about next week. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate being here.
We will continue to talk about the Legion squad throughout the week. Again, the home tournament taking place Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. You can get your schedule at CastleCountryRadio.com. Let's pause for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We'll talk NFL and the ramifications of the Julio Jones trade. That's coming up next.